Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Skip Miller. M3Learning.com. Is that right, Skip?
That's correct, yep.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Links to, you know, 2-3 minute videos I've done. They're all free. Links to some of my books and stuff. You know, if you want to come out for sales training, we have a link to our advanced sales school. We're once a quarter out here in California. We get 20, 30 people all the time for that. So, you know, a host of good stuff, and especially about the YouTube link. I've got about 20, 30, 2-3 minute videos. That, you know, how to open a call, how to close a call, how to forecast. One of my favorites is how to eat a banana. Why eating a banana is like selling. I think it's a really cool one. So, just... goes back to your banana book.
Yeah.
Tons of good stuff.
Well, good. I'm glad my banana book inspired you to do that segment. I haven't gotten any royalties lately either, by the way.
Well, it was a gorilla I was watching eat a banana.
That was the gorilla thing you thought of me. I know. So, folks, if it's worth the trip just to see his handsome face. So check it out, m33learning.net, .com, m3learning.com. You can find his books there. So, Skip, we're talking about maybes. And one of the things that that isn't a maybe is when people say things that you think it's a maybe, but it's actually just brushing you off. And some people just won't make a decision. You got to differentiate right between people who won't make a decision. You got to differentiate between who, if they even can make the decision. And you got to find out, does this maybe mean no, or does it mean not now? My favorite story about that is a friend of mine used to live in South America, and he was getting some work done by a contractor in Brazil. And the guy kept taking forever to do the job. And he said, he came home one day, he said, when are you going to finish? He said, mañana. The next day it wasn't finished. He said, but you told me yesterday, mañana. He said, no, you don't understand. Mañana doesn't mean tomorrow. Mañana means not today. So, you know, maybe doesn't mean tomorrow. Maybe might mean I can't make a decision, or I don't know. I won't make a decision. What do you think?
You know, those are objections, right? I have to talk to my partner. I've got to talk to my spouse. You know, we're looking at another vendor. We're going to make it, you know, we're going to, you know, chat about it and review next week. I love buyer-centric words, right? A demo is not a buyer-centric word. You know, buyers don't do demos. Buyers want to validate their educational process, but they don't do demos. I absolutely adore the word decide. So, John, we're going to have this meeting on Thursday. I'll send you over some numbers. Do you think you can make a decision by Friday? Buyers love making decisions. They don't want to sit. So, quick story. When my daughters turned 16, I've got twins. They were under the misperception they were going to be driving my car around, so which is not true. So I buy a small little economical look for my one daughter. My other daughter is an athlete and stuff, so we have to buy a car for her that's going to protect other people on the road from her driving. So we go to the car dealer. Guy comes out. He goes, hi, welcome. I'm going to buy a 5-10-year-old Toyota 4Runner. You know, they're cheap. They're wonderful. So I go to the Toyota dealer. Guy comes out and goes, hi. He goes, welcome to Toyota. He goes, I'm going to close you today. And you're like, what?
Wow.
You know, it's like, I don't want to be closed. You know, 20 minutes later, we're at the Mazda dealer next door who happened to have a used Toyota 4Runner. And the guy comes out and goes, hi. He says, let me ask you a quick question. Do you have a plan on making a decision today? That's such an empowering word. Yeah, I'll make a decision today. Request, our definition of the word close is not getting an order. Mm-hmm. Our definition of the word close is getting a decision, yes or no, without delay. And you just used it 5-10 times. Buyers love making decisions.
Well, no, there's no question. We used to call them interim closes. You know, if you're good at selling, you might get rid of 10 maybes in 3 minutes.
They have to go on a bunch of first dates before they say yes or no to you if you ask them to get married.
What other things can we do to get rid of the maybes?
So asking for eye dates, big. Yep. Request a decision, big. And physically have a bunch of homework assignments you can give somebody. Please review the schedule or agenda for our next meeting and circle star highlight. Please introduce me to somebody so I can find out from their perspective about this project. Could you please, here's something I'd love you to read. Don't read the whole thing. I've highlighted.
You got to do the highlighting. Hey, Chip, I got to wrap it up. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, thanks, Skip, for being here. Come back soon.
Always a good time.
M3Learning.com, that's his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.